Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
We've literally been gossiping for an hour, and I've been saving this for this moment.
And I'm literally winded.
I know. We had to take, like, a break.
Here's the thing. We get on Zoom. We're like, let's start the podcast. And then Hannah looks at me and says, you got anything for me? And I...
Next thing you know.
And I sit there for 2 seconds, and then I'm like, I don't know. And then I just go.
And it
I
comes
go,
to go, you go, like a psychic. You're like, and then this.
And then.
It was so good, I was sweating.
I literally had an anxiety attack.
Well, I actually had multiple anxiety attacks. And I'm going to tell you why.
Oh, right. Because you're in Vancouver.
I'm skiing in Vancouver. And I'm going to tell you guys something. We are all very powerful manifestationers on this pod.
Oh,
and
God.
I manifested
you manifest wrong again?
Yet again. I have to show you something. Are you ready?
Is it your toe?
No! Hannah! Oh, my God! You broke your arm?
So I broke all my fingers.
You let me sit here for an hour? Giving you all the tea, and not one time did you lift your hands up?
As an Italian, it was really hard. No, I crushed 2 of my fingers. They're fractured. You guys, I spent all week talking shit about skiing. I was going on podcasts. I was on stage. I'm doing like a whole new bit about how like rich people were so bored. They had to invent this stupid sport to feel something. And I'm like, how are you so terrified and bored at the same time? And I'm just like shitting on the sport.
Where is the lie on both of those things?
Where's the lie? But I didn't know that the ski gods were listening to me in Albuquerque, New Mexico, shitting on skiing. But they were. They were. Mm-hmm. So we get to Whistler, and I wake up. And like,
did this happen today?
This happened yesterday.
I can't believe you didn't send a selfie like in the hospital.
No, I wanted to so bad.
One time over the summer, I couldn't find Hannah. And like we went out for a night, and then I just got a text message, and it was her in a hospital bed because she broke her pinky. And this is how I knew that like you and I were meant to be best friends, and you weren't best friends with anyone else, because everyone was so concerned, and they were like, oh my God, where is she?
Hospital.
Is she okay? Should we go get her? And I was like, that bitch is fine. And I started laughing hysterically.
You go, if anything, she's very hungry and she needs McDonald's when she gets back.
And I remember I ordered it for you.
So yeah. 3 years ago, I guess my like first season of Summer House, I fell and broke my pinky. Wasn't an important storyline. But
okay, so you're in
I'm in Vancouver. I wake up and I'm like, everything inside me doesn't want to ski. Like, I don't know if I've like psyched myself out, but like Des, it makes him so happy to ski. He's like, it's a beautiful day, get up. And like
something in your gut,
something in my gut, and I take a photo.
It's not right.
And I wrote, help me. And I immediately am like, no, you have to take that down because that's bad karma. I deleted the post because I'm like, you're going to get injured today. Like, I had a weird feeling I was going to get injured. I also like, let's be honest, I'm tired. I'm not like, I feel like I'm a little sick. I don't know. I wasn't feeling right. We get on the mountain and I go, I need water.
And you had skied the day before, right?
No, this is my first time skiing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I say, I need water. And he's like, okay. So instead of skiing, we go to get water. And then I drink water and I'm like, oh God. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
You can do this. And I was like, stop being scared. Be confident. They say like, if you try to go slow, it's actually harder. Like you have to lean into the speed. So the first run, it's a green, guys. It's easy. I'm going. And Des is like, you okay? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, watch out. It's kind of like
icy.
Uneven, icy, whatever. There was like a weird part. And I'm like, I got it. And I'm going, fast. Because I'm like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. And he turns around and he's like, he says something like, watch out or something. I black out. Next thing I know, I've like basically you're going like 25 miles per hour. I fall like a fall. Like I'm tumbling. I fall like onto my whole body falls onto my hand. And like, this is so gross, you guys.
Like you're falling forward. Like you're somersaulting. Yeah. Okay.
She's flying.
She's in the air.
She's like in the Olympics when someone messes up
she's
really
bad. She's a runner. She's a track star.
She's a track star. Yeah. My grandpa would call it a flip dilly with a half twist. I did it. I nailed it. And I was like, my hand's broken.
First thing in the day, like what time of day is it?
I mean, maybe 12, which is, you know, the morning for me. So yeah, I'm like, sure. I broke my hand. And then like, I'm just lying there. And Dez is like, come on. And he comes over and I'm like, I think my hand's broken. And then it like hits me mentally that my hand's broken. And I start having a panic attack because that's the only time I have panic attacks, when I like lose control of my body. So I'm like lying there on the ice. People are flying by me. I'm like, not only am I going to get hit now, but I'm also having a panic attack.
The ski slope is so rude in terms of that.
So rude.
No one slows down. No one stops to check if you're okay. No one calls like ski patrol. I need ski patrol on speed dial.
Dez was a hero and he calls ski patrol because I'm having a panic attack. So regardless, I'm like, I'm not getting down this hill. And like, I think my hand's broken. Ski patrol comes and they're like, your hand's not broken. And then I look at Dez and I'm like, I'm hungry. So then he's like, did we call ski patrol because you're hangry? But the guy's like, we'll take you down on a, what's it called? Like an Okanagan?
Cat.
It's, I don't know what it was called. A toboggan.
Would you call it an Akanargan?
Who knows? I think that's a place in Canada that I mispronounced.
Literally sounds like something from Harry Potter.
They wrap me up like a mummy. And this is not a smooth ride. You're just like, your head's just like banging against the ice over and over again.
And is Dez skiing down next
filming
to you?
Filming me. Okay. Filming me for the content. Dying laughing. I'm also laughing too. And the people were like, is she crying? And he goes, no, she's a comedian. She's laughing. She doesn't know how to feel real emotions. Mind you, then my goggles like fall over my nose and my mouth is covered, so I can't breathe in the tobogganakin, and I'm just lying there like, and I'm just like, this is why I hate skiing.
Why did they wrap your whole body up?
Because they have to like slide you down. I don't fucking know. It was so dramatic of me. And then like my fingers are starting to go numb because they like wrapped it up except for the tips of my fingers, and it's like 0 degrees. I don't know Canada degrees. It was really cold. So I'm freezing. And long story short, I'm like, I think I just sprained my hand. I think it's sprained. And I go to sleep. I wake up the next morning and I'm like, this is not sprained. It's swollen. So we went to the hospital all morning.
Were you in pain like all night?
When I wasn't moving it, I was okay. But like, you just can't move it. But I want to let the gigglers know, we do have a ski collection coming out, but we forgot the fine print. It's not for skiing. It's for après-ski only. Okay, we are only made to après ski. It was false advertising when I was showing me ski. But the good news is I don't have to ski anymore.
I know. I was just thinking. So you're done for the season. Like,
bitch has retired. She's retired.
Is Dez like, you did this on purpose?
Well, he was like so sweet and so apologetic. He's like, I shouldn't have forced you to ski. But I had to have a heart to heart with him because I'm like, why am I still pretending to like something for a man? You know? But like, it's sports, and I have my
yeah. It's a hobby though. Like that's like a compromise. That's like, okay, your husband likes to do this one sport hobby, like, and you are an athletic girl. Like you're,
but I'm surprisingly quite spastic at the same time. I'm a real duality in that way. You're like, can she walk? Yeah. Oh, she. A professional tennis player. I don't know. Can she chew gum and walk at the same time? No.
I've seen you run around before, and it can be chaotic energy.
Yeah, like a drunken gazelle, some would say.
Yeah.
And I also, like, I can't even, like, rollerblade. Like, I'm just not... I want a sport where I'm, like, on the ground.
On the ground. And firm on the ground.
Also, I realize, like, some of these dudes especially love adrenaline. And, like, me... I wake up with adrenaline. I am a 90 resting 90 beat heart rate. Like I am jacked up for no reason.
Do you think their dick gets hard like going down?
Probably. Fucking
yeah,
sickos.
Yeah, probably fucking weird.
I fall on purpose just to hump the fucking snow, the powder. I mean, Dez has a second family and the powder. We don't talk about his relationship with the powder. The powder. He's going to see the powder again. Oh, all he talks about is the powder.
Like, really? Well, I didn't want to see the inside of a hospital room, but here we are. No. Okay.
I do comedy. That's enough adrenaline for me. I don't need to do these, like, roller coasters and shit. I don't. Also, you can't win at skiing. Once it gets to the bottom of the mountain, what? You have to do it again? Absolutely not. I'm over it. Absolutely I've spoken not. My truth. And I said to Dez, I go, you know what? Like, I don't like skiing. And I'm so sorry. Yeah. And he was like, that's totally fine. I like to ski on my own anyway. And I was like, okay. So we do not have to do this. I was
going to say, he probably likes you just being there. Like, you could be in the lodge, but he probably wants to go at his, like, normal
speed anyway. He basically was like, you were getting so much better. And he kept buying me ski stuff for, like, every birthday, like, new ski boots. And I was like, yay. So, like, I think he kind of convinced himself / me. I mean, I was brainwashed.
That you were great.
Now that I'm saying it out loud, he brainwashed me. But the universe was like,
were you silent or were you silenced? But look, on that slope.
I love the ski culture. Like, he's like, are you okay? And I'm like, I am going to have the best next 2 days, drinking hot chocolate for no reason, eating food.
Oh my God, you're probably thriving.
So, long story short, yes, my hand is broken.
So, your hand is broken.
Because this is a ski podcast and we are on the ground floor out here in these streets.
We're in the trenches. We're literally doing the journalistic work.
If editing this podcast takes a little long, it's because my hand is broken.
Okay, so what? Like, what's the prognosis? How long are you in that? Do you have to get, like, a legit cast? Like, what's the deal?
So I have a cast. It's going to be fine. Hopefully, like, 4 weeks, I'll be fine. I have to hold the mic with my left hand.
Things are probably just so annoying, though. Like, you can't get it
wet. I have to wipe my butt with my left hand, and turns out, very difficult. Oh my God, the funniest part though is I sit down, finally the doctor comes after waiting for so long and she goes, do you have blood on your chest? And I'm like, what? Like, you know, who knows what's going on with me? I'm like, what? I look down, I go, no, that's ketchup.
She was like, I thought I was coming in here for a sprained wrist, not a gunshot wound. You're like, that was just a slippery hot dog.
Des was like, we had brunch earlier and
sorry, my wife got the home fries and things got crazy.
Des immediately was like, no, it's ketchup. Like, that's she just she loves good side of ketchup.
She's a big condiment girl. I don't know.
She got the sauce. Oh, she my got God. The sauce. I was like, no, I just broke all my fingers. I'm fine. Then I had to call my mom, which sucked. Because, you know, my mom was like, I knew this was going to happen. And I was like,
I told you, you're always pushing yourself too hard.
And then I was like, is there a cuter accessory? Because this looks like I need 10 of my friends to sign this cast. To be socially accepted in first grade.
I want to sign it.
Can you sign it?
Yeah, I will.
But I was like, do you have anything cuter?
Oh my God.
Because I have shows in Miami this weekend.
And you pushing your hair behind your ear with your cast is my new favorite meme. Oh my God, Hannah, I am so sorry.
I can't even give the middle finger.
I mean, the universe literally gave you an answer. They're like, you don't want to ski here. We're going to make it easy
for you.
Paige,
in my life, when the universe does want me to do something, they are so dramatic with it. Like, why so do dramatic. We have to go so far? Like,
you could have just mustered up, like,
just the balls to say, Des,
I don't want
to
do
Would you
this.
Have said, like, I really didn't want to go. Would you have had the balls to say, like, Craig, I don't want to ski today. Have fun by yourself.
Okay, so this actually happened to me last year in Aspen. I had skied the first like whole day and I loved it. We had so much fun. And it was great. The second day, I got on the skis and in my head, I was like, you're going to break your ankle. Like, I don't know what it was, but I think because my legs were so weak from the day before that I was like, even if
never
I
working out for 25 years,
literally, my body was like, what are we doing? Why are you doing this to us? My body was like, no, put thoughts in her brain. She's going to die. So I think, so like in my head, I was like, if anything happens where like I'm tripping a little or I'm falling a little, which always happens, I'll go right down. I won't be able to keep myself up like I normally can. And so I literally took my skis off. Everyone was like, what's going on? And I was like, it's not for me today. And I walked inside and I was just like, not today.
Your relation to the mountain is your relationship with life. I need to learn to speak up for myself. I do think I got bad luck landing on my hand because I've fallen many times and I'm pretty swift with a fall. But there's also no right way to fall with skiing. That's what's fucked up. There's no like safe way to
fall. Right, because because also your feet are on these fucking things. You're falling on a downward hill. Like, there's no other place to go but down.
Try to do that gracefully.
Everyone who falls skiing literally looks like a baby deer.
True. And you guys, this is the funny part. I got good. Like, I was good. But you know what? I'm retiring. I'm retiring. This is my announcement. I'm retiring from skiing. I will operate ski all day. I will wear all the giggly ski gear.
Wow. You had a good run.
I had a good run. No pun intended. Paige, where were you? You were like, I'm flying back in. Were you in Charleston?
No, I took the train in.
Oh, from?
From Albany.
From the parentals.
From the parentals. A little update on my life, I guess. I think you were probably wondering why my hair looks so silky, so shiny.
Yeah.
Well, I want to tell you that this is zero product. This is all grease and
natural Italian oil.
Because I'm trying this new thing where I want to get to a point where I only have to wash my hair like once or twice a week. And the way that you have to do it is you have to literally train your hair. So the last time I washed it was on Thursday. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to wait to wash it again until Thursday. Mm-hmm. So that like my hair gets used to like, okay, we can't get as oily as quickly because we only get washed once a week. So that's my new journey.
I love that journey for you. Are you still skin cycling or is this like in replace of skin?
I'm like over skin cycling because I literally like forgot how to do it. Yeah. And then I just forgot.
It's so much this admin weekend, skin cycling.
It's so much admin. I'm like, what'd we do last night? Oh,
I need
nothing.
To buy like a calendar.
No, I couldn't.
I can't remember what I have for breakfast. I don't know what retinol I used. I heard that if you use like just conditioner on your hair for a while, that helps too.
Okay. My mom said the same thing, but like, to not get greasy or like, because my mom was like, okay, well, just get in the shower, get it wet, and then get out and like do it. And I was like, that sounds like a literal serial killer. I'm not getting in the shower, getting my hair wet, then blow drying grease. Like, why would I do that? So we had a big debate about that over eggs.
I love that.
But I did nothing this weekend but do skincare, mm-hmm. kiss my dog on the nose, tell him he was a chubby puppy and like eat food.
I love that. That's so important.
It was so important.
I had shows in Vancouver and there's something happening with my stand-up shows and I feel like it'll happen.
You're like so, you're so far away right now.
I'm literally.
Vancouver's fucking far.
It's like there's no reason a New Yorker would just find themselves here. But I do feel more cultured even though everyone speaks English.
English.
But they do say sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
And they said, and a girl, like a hot girl, was like, A, do you like that brunch, A? And I was like,
that's like a lot of extra work. I don't need
yeah,
to.
Yeah, we don't have to, you don't have to yell at me after you've said the sentence. But so more men are coming to the shows. Maybe it's because they see like online I'm making fun of boyfriends, which I am and I will continue to do and it's my passion in life. But I feel like it's going to happen with Giggly Squad shows too. More boyfriends are coming. So this is my rule. If there's going to be more men in the audience, they need to have a chaperone. They need to have a buddy system. There has to be a girl keeping an eye.
They need to be quiet.
I cannot have random men in the crowd. I'm fine with a man with a chaperone. I don't want random men. I had one random man. I got kicked out of one of my shows because he was just like being a man without a chaperone.
No way. How old was he?
Probably mid-30s.
Oh, my God.
I was like, this is unsafe.
No, that's unsafe. The men are just... It's just so wild. It's so funny going home now, like, as a full-blown adult. Like, I am so much more obsessed with my mom now because I feel like I hit the age where she's like, okay, I can finally tell you just like how awful the men are that live in our home. Like, I don't need you to like have a good relationship with them anymore. Like, let's legit talk about it. So now like this, certain things will happen and like I'll look over at my mom in the middle of the living room and give her a look and she'll just be like, I know, they're at it again.
I'm like,
so like we have such like deep dive conversations about just like how much they're, how stupid they are and like how they get
but
their
life. But I
also
feel like Kim is so powerful because like if Kim just one day was like, figure it out, Gary,
no,
like that would be a reality TV show I'd watch. Gary,
too powerful,
trying to figure out how to live like the two Garys on their own, naked it's and afraid.
No, literally naked and afraid. My mom has like come down and like stayed with me for like a full week and like at a time, And the number one question that I always ask her is like, what did dad eat last night? Because it's such an interesting thing to like see him navigate the world. And he plans it in the morning because he's like nervous. Like, the man has never cooked.
Oh, I also was in LA.
Don't you love the time difference though? Don't you feel like you are the most responsible? You're like, I'm up at 7 a.m. But because really,
so I wake up at 9, which is literally noon. And I'm like, and my phone's like, blowing
up. Look at me tackling the day.
I'm like, hey, morning people, look at us, just morning people, just a complete fraud, a complete hypocrite.
I love who I am in Los Angeles.
Oh, I love it. But then you're like exhausted at night and you're like, why am I so lame? And you're like, oh yeah, because it's 3 a.m. But I will do this thing on my phone. I love to like walk to Melrose and stuff, but then it says it takes like 5 minutes to walk back to the hotel, but they don't tell you that it's La Cienega, which is like straight uphill. So I was like, literally people thought I was a prostitute.
And I feel like no one walks.
No one walks, so I'm alone. People think I'm an out of shape prostitute because I had to stop. Like people were like, are you okay? I stopped because I was breathing so heavy. I'm so out of shape. I'm literally so out of shape. Also, it was right after I got lymphatic drainage on my face.
Where'd you go? Face show?
I went to this place called The Tox, which was very cool.
Yes.
They did start off with affirmations.
They start off with like an affirmation.
Yeah, she was like, you are amazing. You are worthy. And I'm like, look, I don't think I'm worthy.
I think you have the wrong room.
Worthy? That's a real, I don't know. I feel like we're reaching on that one. And she's like, you don't have any stresses. And it was so funny. As a New Yorker, I was like, you don't need to lie to me. Like, let's just do the lymphatic drainage.
Let's cut the shit and do the massage.
And then she gave me a crystal after. And I was like, I'm fully in LA. But then she gaslit me.
What'd she say?
She was like, okay, the only thing you have to do is like drink a lot of water. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. I did not sign up for this. I signed up for a massage. I did not sign up for having to drink water. Because that's not my brand. That's not my personality.
Lymphatic drainage, like the massages do nothing unless you do the homework after.
See, I did not know that. And then I'm walking up La Cienega after this and I'm like, oh no, I'm not drinking water. I thought I was going to faint. I think I almost fainted because of lymphatic drainage.
Yeah, because it literally takes off all, it takes all your water weight is like trying to flush out. So you're like, get so dehydrated.
So I almost died. But it would have been so LA of me to like have a crystal in my hand and just faint like on La Cienega and be like,
You're like, sorry, I might have had a vision. I don't know.
So yeah, that was scary. But I did like the lymphatic drainage. It was cool because I have a lot of tension in my face, I feel like. So it's nice to like massage it.
It does feel really good. And then I feel like if you do like do it consistently, like you're jawline does kind of stay a little bit more snatched. Like I think it's great for like events. It's great for like breaking your arm in Vancouver. You probably looked stunning.
I also saw this trend on TikTok. Have you seen the rice starch Greek yogurt Korean glass skin trend? It's a little wordy.
What the fuck? Is that a food or a skincare? Like what?
They're putting rice starch Greek yogurt on faces, but they're saying you're going to get Korean glass skin. And I'm like, I hate to break it to you guys. You're not going to look Korean after this.
Dude, I literally am like my like mid-20s. There was this like Korean skincare store. It's in New York City. I don't know if it's still there, but it was called like the Mask Bar.
I do think it's premium Korean skincare. You're not going to look like a beautiful glass-skinned Korean woman.
I literally walked in, I looked at all of these women and I was like, whatever you use, put it in my cart. I'll get it. Put it in my fucking cart. But their skin is on another level.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're like me and you're starting your fitness journey whenever you feel like it, I go in and out of wanting to get healthy, and when I'm on those kicks, then there's nothing I love more than Peloton. Truly, the hardest battle is getting yourself in the mindset to start working out. And you can start as small as you want. They have 10-minute low-impact classes, or if you want to jump into a 30-minute live DJ ride, be my guest.
The best thing about Peloton, I think, are their instructors. They will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey, and you learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus Rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply.
Sometimes doing your hair can just be like, I can't. It's so time consuming. Especially with the summer coming up. So if you're concerned about frizz, then you have to try out Way's new anti-frizz cream. I love everything from Way. I love the way everything smells. Let me say that first and foremost. But every product from Way is a consistent in my bathroom, and their anti-frizz cream is about to be my go-to this summer. It's a lightweight cream that provides immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. It saves you so much time when you're getting ready, and it also will help reduce and repair split ends. If you haven't tried any of their other products, then definitely start with the leave-in conditioner. I think that's my number one favorite. It detangles, hydrates, it fights frizz, and it's for all hair types. So frizz-free up your schedule with Way, and go to theouai.com and enter promo code Giggly for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com with promo code Giggly. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code Giggly for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code Giggly. There's so many clubs that you can join and so many activities that you can partake in, but let's talk about First Leaps, the number one awarded and rated wine club. All you have to do is take a quiz, which is just a few questions on your taste profile. Do you like smoky? Do you like fruity? What's your vibe? And then wine experts will use that to pair the wine of their liking. They'll deliver it to your home or office. And if you have any questions, they have a wine concierge to ask any questions about pairing, details, all of the things. I actually hosted a little get together the other day, and I was really stressed about like alcohol and what everyone was going to like. There are different levels of the club, and you can select a number of bottles that you would like to receive for your desired delivery. And if you're a typical rosé drinker, this is the perfect time to try out something new that you might not pair with your favorite foods. Let the experts take control and give you what they think you'll love. I had such a good experience taking my quiz because, you know me, I don't like reading and I don't like tests, but it was actually so quick, and I'm so excited to see what they're going to send me.
Join the club today and discover new wines you'll love with First Leaf. Go to tryfirstleaf.com/giggly to get your first box. That's tryfirstleaf.com/giggly. tryfirstleaf.com/giggly.
Oh my God. Also, have you heard of this thing called kitchen anxiety?
No.
You have?
I feel like I have.
You have, but you don't know it.
Okay.
Kitchen anxiety is when you have roommates. Do you know what I'm talking?
Yes.
Everyone's had it. Kitchen anxiety is when you're like, I want to go in the kitchen, but I don't want to have to talk to all my roommates, and I'm just going to wait it out.
I honestly have that when Craig's here. I'm like, I really want to go in the kitchen. But like, I know he's in there. Then I just order Uber Eats. I'm like, can you bring that to the bed?
Yeah. And no, just leave it outside the door.
Yeah, leave it outside my bedroom door.
Don't make eye contact.
Whatever you do. Okay, so it's anxiety for when you have roommates. Keep going.
Yeah, but I just feel like anyone who has kitchen anxiety, you're not alone. It's a real thing. It's also like when you have all the bowls and all the cups in your room and you have to find the right time to take them and bring them into the kitchen.
Okay, I used to have a version of that. The first year I lived in New York City, I lived with two other girls. And I like the first 6 months that I lived in New York, like I didn't have a job yet, but I would still like go with like their schedule because they were my only friends. So like they would wake up every morning and go to like a spinning class at like 7 a.m. And I would like sometimes I would go with them. Mm-hmm. And then when we would get home, they would always have hot water with lemon, and then they would like get in the shower, and then they would like get ready for work. So I would have my hot water with lemon also, and then I would get back in the bed. But hot water with lemon, like, is, I used to drink it all the time, and I really like, I don't drink it as much as I used to, but I would say I probably have it like 3 times a week in the morning. Mm-hmm. It genuinely is the best thing to clear you right out. Like I,
like shit yourself.
I think, yes. Like I think it's better than coffee some mornings.
This is my thing. Why can't I just have Chipotle? Because that is way more enjoyable of an experience and less sour for me.
Because water is good for you. It's good for your body.
You sound just like that lymphatic lady.
You are worthy, Hannah. So we would get back and like they would have to be in the bathroom because they're literally doing something with their lives or getting ready for work. Yeah. And I would be in my bed being like, I'm going to shit myself if they don't get out right now. And you like you do that thing where you're like, you can't stop moving. And then finally, I would just be like, I have to shit with you in the shower. And I don't care. It's either I shit while you're in the shower or it happens in our living room floor. Like I have no other options.
I had two boy roommates and like, you know, I'm not walking around trying to pretend I'm some like Daisy. They know I'm dirty and gross. But like, obviously you don't want to. I wasn't at the point where I'm like, I'm taking a shit. So I would like use the bathroom and like spray a lot. And I think occasionally they'd be like, oh my God, it smells really bad in there. And I'd be like, I don't know what happened. It wasn't
You're like, I don't know. I like, you're like, I think Dave had someone over the other day. And like the stench just never left.
Like, not even home. And I'm like, it was Corey.
He came here, he shit, and then he left. It was so it was weird. Really It was really
He's
odd.
A speedy man.
He didn't even say anything.
He just said, you are worthy, and left.
I think he has a stomach bug. He looked at me and said, you know why, and then walked out. And so I think he probably had Chipotle.
Like, why are you trying to blame it on me? Were you guys open with your roommates about like pooping, or were you coy about it?
No, we were very open.
Okay, that's good.
Because the two girls I lived with were friends from high school.
Okay.
And I only knew one of the girls, but then like when we lived together, yeah,
they've
like,
seen some shit.
It was fine. We were very open.
Speaking about poop with other girls immediately brings you to like another friendship level regardless. Just like tell them when you have to shit, open it up.
Such a different level.
I used to be so shy about it because I thought people would think I'm like gross and stuff, and then I was like, no, they'll feel less alone. Okay.
Especially if you're like at a bar or something and you're like in the girls' bathroom. Like I have been in so many girls' bathrooms at bars because of my anxiety puke. And so everyone would like really hype me up in those bathrooms. Like my friends knew like, okay, she's not even like drunk. She's literally saw a guy that she used to text and now we're in here because she has anxiety. But I used to make so many friends because everyone would be like, yeah, like she's thrown up. Like I'm having a great time. When really I'm like silently crying because I'm like, I'm so anxious. I don't want to be here anymore.
You're like, I shine in the bathroom.
Shine. I've walked in with like puke coming out of like my sleeve because I threw up in my coat like at the actual bar and were coming in to clean me up. Like I've had some weird things in the bathroom.
My favorite bathroom was the work bathroom. Oh, people must have thought I had like a serious problem with my bladder because like at work, every 3 minutes I would just go in the bathroom.
But were there multiple stalls or was it a one-person bathroom?
There was two stalls. Sometimes you're kind of on the same rhythm of bathroom anxiety. Like you and the same girl will like every 30 minutes be in the bathroom and you're like, hey, good to see you again. Oh, I was also cold calling sales. Like I would sit in there for hours.
If I'm anywhere, like I immediately look to see where the bathroom is. Not because like I ever have to pee because I'm a dehydrated bitch, but like I will be places and be like, okay, I'm going to go sit in the bathroom for 2 minutes and just like come back down, like be myself again.
Every time I go to a restaurant, I have to go to the bathroom. Yeah. I just like to, it keeps me grounded. I know where it is. I know where I can go.
You're like an exit plan.
Yes. Yes. You need an escape route. You need a poop strategy.
Yeah, you need to know, like if I have to hide here, where am I hiding? And it's in the bathroom.
I also know some people are very polite with their poops. Like they'll only poop at home. And I'm like, what do you think public restrooms are for? I'm destroying it. I'm not going to destroy my own house. I'm going to that bodega. I'm going to that 7-Eleven and I'm blowing up the place and leaving.
The last time we talked about this, you literally made me shit myself in the middle of the street. I'm actually not addressing.
In a strong manifesting place right now, clearly, so I'm going to pivot.
No, that was so traumatizing for me.
Have you heard of the gold-silver analogy?
No.
Okay, I'm going to get it wrong, but it was going around on TikTok. By the way, we are the queens of decentering men from our life. We had a Valentine's Day pod come out. Did not even reference Valentine's Day. Did not reference.
Did we? I like didn't even.
It was Monday night before Valentine's Day and we just like forgot about Valentine's Day. And I think it was, I'm kind of proud of us.
Did you get anything?
No. Des was like, we're going skiing. I was like, yay.
I literally, it was like 7 p.m. and I like looked at my phone and I was like, yo, what the fuck? And I texted Craig and I was like, hey, just a reminder, it's fucking Valentine's Day. And he was like, yeah, Paige, obviously. I had flowers like outside my door all day, but I just like never answered the door because I was like, fuck, I don't know who that is. I just got flowers, nothing groundbreaking.
Des was like, we were both traveling and he's like, do you need flowers? Like, we're going on this great ski vacation. And I was like, yeah, it's fine. I'd rather just break my hand on a ski vacation.
Where I'm gonna end up in the hospital.
I don't know, but this lymphatic drainage lady just said I was worthy. So I'm pretty sure you should fucking get me chocolate.
Yeah, my dad did like got me a card and stuff.
Yeah.
My dad always does stuff. I mean, so I feel like that's why I never look for it.
Yeah, you have like, it. Oh. You have it from your dad. You should talk to a therapist about that, though.
No, it's honestly really hindered me in every single relationship. I literally let men slide on everything because I'm like, whatever, I don't need you. I have my dad.
I have a man who loves me, so I can.
I don't need you.
Just toxic.
I don't need you to save up money, build me a house, or do anything that an adult man should do because I have my dad. So go ahead, flail, do whatever you want.
You go, if you need something, call my dad.
The amount of time. This is so emasculating. The amount of times I have been at Craig's home and he's been trying to either like put something together, figure something out, or do something, and I have responded with, should we just call my dad?
See, I go, let's call my mom. Because my dad is just like funny.
He's like, no, Paige, we don't have to call your dad. Like, I can do it. I'm like, it doesn't look like, you know.
Your dad is way more handy than, I mean, my dad's like kind of handy. He likes sports and jokes.
No, my dad will literally knock this building down and rebuild it by next week. Like, he is
honestly zaddy. On a different like, serious level. Zaddy. Oh, yeah. So the gold and silver analogy is on Valentine's Day, girls would get jewelry from their men. And, like, they might always wear gold. Like, you're a gold girly. And your man gets you silver jewelry. Yep. And you're like, this is wrong. This is a red flag.
He doesn't know.
But then now, like, I'm a gold girly, but silver's, like, in. And I'm kind of into mixing the gold and silvers right now. So I'm open to it. But it is funny to think, like, these men, when they're buying you jewelry, is it a red flag if they get you the gold when you want silver?
Okay.
Or are they just being a dude and they can't tell if you cut your hair 4 inches and they're just dum-dums.
I think that they are just stupid, like, and they don't know what's cool or what's pretty, so I wouldn't read too much of into it in terms of like that. But I do think a lot about like, what if one day when I get engaged and I see the ring and I'm just like, wrong ring, like, do you not know? Like,
no, because that is again a made-up thing. These men do not just come up with a ring in their head that's perfect for you. This is orchestrated. Paige, you don't think I'm going to be like tediously making sure every deck, I'm going to be running it by you.
Yeah.
Coming back, pretending like I didn't talk to you. We're going to have drafts upon drafts. And whenever we get to it, okay, we're going to have to triple it. I'm going to say perfect. And we're tripling.
Because I think men genuinely think that like they're surprising their girlfriends on the day that they propose. But like in reality, no. We've picked the ring.
With your psychic senses, you don't think you're going to know like 3 months in advance. Also, men, the second they start acting weird, you're like, either he's cheating on me or he isn't proposing to me. Like, they start being sneaky. They're like, Des was like, I have to go into the city. And I was like, for what? It was like during COVID. I was like, for what? And he's like, I got to fix something. And I'm like, you're either going to see your second family again.
Yep.
Or we're getting engaged.
Or you're buying my engagement ring.
Either or.
there's really no tricking me.
No.
I feel
and like.
And like
men, I feel like are so, we're just generalizing, but they have their routines and like the second they're off the routine, they like don't know what to do.
I'd like to know if any of the gigglers, like if any of their husbands, boyfriends, fiancés, whatever we're you're calling them at the moment, have ever actually surprised them with like I've always wanted a surprise birthday my entire life. I've never said it to anyone because I wanted to be a surprise. But I think that I would never be able to receive a surprise birthday party. Like, there's just no way.
But you know that you could surprise Craig in an instant.
Oh, my God. Literally. I'll break up with him tomorrow. Big surprise. Like, no. I mean, I could. I just surprised him with his birthday gift. I had his entire garage redone. And the only reason it wasn't like a massive surprise is because he had so much shit in his garage that I needed like taken out and I didn't know how to do it. So I like had to tell him, but he had no fucking idea.
No, and
idea.
It was a full part of his house that got redone.
Of part of his home. People were in the home.
People were banging.
It, fixing shit.
And he's like.
He's like, who are these people?
That's weird. Question, what is the most embarrassing thing you pretended to like for a man?
Them.
So dark. So dark. I thought you were going to say like Skrillex or something.
Just their existence. Them. Literally. Just everything that is them, I've pretended to like it. I'm done. Nothing recreationally, nothing like that I had to go and do.
I mean, the Ravens.
Yeah. Yeah, like I, Craig, that is actually very true. Craig thinks that I'm like a legit diehard Raven fan, but really, there's like a specific cheeseburger that I get when I go to those like games. It. And like, I'm a fan of that cheeseburger. Yeah. So like, I don't mind doing that. Am I going to like travel to the ends of the earth to see the Ravens? No, I don't give a fuck. I would probably say like gifts, like a lot of like every gift I've ever really gotten from a boyfriend. Literally every gift I've ever gotten.
What about the fake Chanel I got you?
No, I love that. Craig is actually pretty good at getting me gifts that I do like, but I had to like tell him. Yeah. I had to like send it to him. Like, hey, I like this.
I pretended to like I was in college, like dubstep, like meow, meow. I don't know, just
like the foam parties and like the paint parties where
like dubstep where it was like Skrillex shit where.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
what
yeah.
happened is
you're like, these
I
are
started
sounds.
Like kind of seeing this. He was a rower. Now rowers were like the smartest
oh my God,
of
rich.
Athletes, rich. But he would do my calculus, no statistics, my statistics class. It was very difficult, and he was really smart, so he'd do it. And then I pretended he was trying Thank to be God. A DJ, so I'd listen to him pressing buttons. Paige, it was dark. It was such a sad time in my life.
I pretended to like this man's whole career.
But he was doing my math homework, and I thought it was really feminist, like getting a dude to do your math homework. I was like, okay, finance, bro. Fucking make it work.
That's amazing.
Why did it end?
Literally the only reason I ever dated my favorite ex-boyfriend is because he would do my homework.
I know. We love a smart man. I didn't even know men could read until I met Dez. So that was fun for me.
Love a smart man. I love a smart man and I want him to be smarter than me, but I don't want him to think he's smarter than me. That's the real catch. Like, I want to be with a guy who's like, you are so smart, I can't make a decision without asking you, but he's actually smarter than me. But I don't want him to know
it. And he's making all the decisions, but thinks that you're just like approving them.
Yes. When really I'm like, I don't even know what that means.
See, this is the problem. Dez is very smart, but because he's a little older,
yeah,
like technology-wise, I'll be like, oh, babe, like this is how you like open this app up or like this is how you send a GIF. So like I always have that over his head. But I do have to say, you know, when people are like, I'm always right. Like number one rule of my relationship, I'm always right. I'm literally always wrong.
Yeah.
we both are like equally like, we're all about, okay, I was wrong. And he'll be like, you were wrong. And I'll be like, you were wrong. And he's like, I was wrong. Like, we're always wrong. I don't understand this relationship where like the girl's
Wait,
always
that's
right.
That's so freaking cute. I can't relate at all. But that is, no, that's just so nice.
We're both very stubborn and both want to always be right, to the point that to function, we have to be like, look, I was wrong.
Like, about what kind of stuff, though? Like, give me an example. Like, the last time you were like, I'm wrong.
Like, literally yesterday, he was like, I'm telling you, it's beautiful out. You're going to regret it if you don't go out and ski. And I was like fighting him on it. I was acting like a little brat. I was like, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. Got there. I broke my hand. And he was like, I was wrong. I shouldn't have made you ski.
It's not a beautiful day. And you are not going to have the time of your life.
And we moved on. If you're with a guy who you have to babysit and you're taking care of, then it's like, yeah, I take care of you. Yeah. You tell me I'm right with everything. But I don't want to take care of anyone because I'm not capable of, like, the admin of it all.
Yes. It's the admin of it all. It's like, I have a hard enough time keeping myself above water that I'm like, I don't have room on my door for you. Like, it's Titanic over here, and I don't have room.
Look.
I have zero room on the door. It will both go down.
I'm Rose, and I know it looks like there's room, but there's not.
There's not. We'll both sink if you come on my door. So please, find a different door.
Okay, metaphor queen. I actually, the admin stuff is pretty funny because I walked into a restaurant in Vancouver. You know how some restaurants have, like, multiple doors? I'll always walk in the wrong door, and I'm like, sitting on someone's table. I don't know where the host stand is. I'm flailing. A giggler literally comes up to me. She was like the hostess, and she was like, hey, I'm a giggler. You're in the back of the restaurant. I know you're bad with admin. Follow me. And I was like, oh, this is, you know, it's bad when they're like, see that lost girl?
You know, it's bad when gigglers are finding us in the wild and they're like, let us help you.
They go, we know you have trouble with this stuff. Even I got a facial from a giggler who was amazing, and she was like, I thought you were going to be late because you're bad at admin. And I was like, it's a miracle I'm here on time, actually.
That's amazing. I love that.
Do we have any front page news?
Wait, I did see an article the other day, and this just made me, like, so chuckle because...
Wait, like, you read an article?
No, like, okay. I saw the headline.
So, a TikTok.
Come on. It was on Instagram.
The caption.
I forget what it was, but it was, like... Leonardo DiCaprio, like, someone was doing an article about how he has a new girlfriend, or, like, him and Gigi are like, aren't talking anymore, whatever. And there was, like, a quote in it that it said that Leonardo DiCaprio really doesn't like the reputation that he has of, like, only dating young girls, and, like, it really hurts his feelings. And I read it and I was like,
I don't know if that's reputation. I feel like that's just data.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. I was like, okay, so it hurts your feelings about something that you legitimately do, though? Like, I don't, like, you have the power to change it. Like,
he's gaslighting us. He's like, you're hurting me.
Yeah, he's literally, that's what it was. I was like, wait, am I being gaslit right now?
All people did. I mean, I guess maybe it hurts his feelings that people make fun of it.
If someone says a lie about you and is telling everyone around town this lie about you, then, like, yeah, oh my God, that hurts my feelings that people think this about me, and, like, that's annoying. But if it's something I'm doing.
Yeah, like, this isn't Taylor Swift, like, bad reputation tour. This is you doing your thing. Like, we have a reputation for being in bed all the time. Accurate.
100%. You will never see me fight on any press outlet or anything. Like, I'm not in bed all the time. Like, people just make that up. Bitch, I am in the bed. I want to be in the bed. That's where I feel safe.
If you said to me, Hannah, it hurts my feelings when people say I'm in bed all the time, I'd be like, then stop being in bed all the time. Because you're hurting your own feelings.
I also feel like Leonardo DiCaprio is one of those people where I have to say Leonardo
DiCaprio. Yeah, you can't say Leo. Like, I can't. That's like a cat's name.
Yeah, I just, like, I don't want to. Also, it's not like he had, like, one or two girlfriends. Like, this is proven fact.
If you think Leonardo DiCaprio would not notice you in a room full of women, you need to start putting on an eye cream. That's just how you know how your skincare is going. That's when you know the collagen is leaving the body, and that's just when we go to start using retinol.
You know how my mom always, like, gives me these, like, unrealistic expectations and then is, like, disappointed when I don't reach them? That's a whole thing. One of them legitimately is that Leonardo DiCaprio never saw me in a club and wanted to take me out on a date, and, like, that I don't date Leonardo DiCaprio.
Have you never been in a club with Leonardo DiCaprio?
No, I have.
Yeah, there was a 0% chance you haven't.
0% chance. I have been in a club before and I have been like at his, not at his table, but like, you know, that like sometimes tables are like so close together where like it looked like I could have been at his table, but in reality I was at the table next to it. But like, were you all sitting in the same row?
Were you like, okay, this is my moment? Or were you just like blackout? What was the plan?
A little bit of both. I was young. I was only like, I was maybe 23. Perfect. So like, I was ripe for the picking. And he was actually at a club with Justin Timberlake. And in this like club situation, you had to like get to this like VIP area. Mm-hmm. And I was already in it, but I had left. I don't know what I was doing, if I went and got a drink at the bar or if I saw friends or something. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't actually sitting in it. And a security guard came up to me and said, hey, this table would like, if you want to go stand at it, you can. And I was like, I'm already in there. Like, I was like, I don't need you to invite me into this.
Was that Leonardo DiCaprio's table?
And it was Leonardo DiCaprio's. Well, it was actually, I think, Justin Timberlake's table.
Kim is livid right now.
Livid.
Kim is throwing meatballs at the wall.
Livid.
Right now.
I mean, no, I didn't like, nothing happened or like I even spoke to them.
I know. It honestly, it wasn't meant to be. And it wasn't. I don't meant know. To be. I feel like he's too main character energy to like. I don't know.
I need more of like, I would. You know who I would, who I would have jumped on in a club. Who like I think who? That I could have dated. And this is gonna be very weird. Jonah Hill is like very much my New York City type.
You guys, this is what I mean. You guys thought I was joking when I said, like, I like traditionally, like, hot, blue-eyed, tall, gorgeous men. And Paige wants Jonah Hill. And it's not, I think Jonah, but, you know, Jonah Hill's funny, too.
He's funny. I think he's rich, so he's funny. Successful. I love a fat man. Like, I genuinely do love a fat guy.
I've had crushes on fat men because there's a thing where, like, I'm like, I could tell he's hot, but he doesn't have all the cockiness with it. And, like.
Yeah. And like there's something like there, that. Also, Jonah Hill has a very different type of swag. Jonah Hill has the swag of
style
of like a 6'3" man, you know, like he.
Yes. Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, OK. I'm having a lot of weird feelings. He has two of the greatest memes of all time when he's like happy with his hands up. I use that all the time. And the one where he's holding his coffee and the coffee's falling out. Yes. That is just kind what of about how the my one, life is day to day.
What about the one where he's running up to Leonardo DiCaprio and pretending to be a fan and like harassing him? I've always wanted me and you to recreate that.
Wait, I'm obsessed with that shit. I think he's engaged.
No, they broke it off. Girl, if you think I'm not keeping up with my man, Paige, they broke it off.
I don't know if I told you something.
What?
Do you know I'm friends with his mom?
Okay, I've met his mom too, but I was never like met his mom.
She's amazing. She has an incredible organization.
She's so nice. But I haven't spoken to her in years because when I met her, I was an assistant and she would call me to like make up like meetings with my boss. So like that's how I knew her.
Cause she's very successful, a costume designer. What a talented family. Okay.
Such a talented family. But his fiance was like a blonde surfer. So like, I don't know if I fit the vibe, but you never know.
I know.
Maybe
he was going through like a weird California thing. He's a New York guy at heart.
Yeah, he definitely is. Have you watched his whole thing on therapy on Netflix? We love a man who's in therapy.
I went like halfway through it and I was getting overwhelmed, but it's really good.
Get ready with me to tell you about my absolute favorite mascara, the L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara. Clean Girl is absolutely out. Get out of here. Mob Wife is in. Sultry Lashes are in. Bold Eye Looks are in. It could not be a better time for the girlies. I absolutely love a bold lash. I love like a 1960s vibe recently. And also, I'm a girly that puts mascara on her bottom lashes. I feel like a lot of girls don't, and I don't understand those girls. The reason that I absolutely love L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara is because it truly is the perfect mascara, and your lashes look amazing from day to night. There's nothing I hate more than like a clumpy, spidery-looking lash, and L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara truly is the fluffiest brushes on the market, and they just make your lashes look fuller instantly. If you want to join in the Mob Wife sultry lash look like me and Hannah, then order Lash Paradise now on Amazon.
It's so easy to get caught up in diet fads and like the new hot thing, and most weight loss plans are one size fits all. That's why I want to tell you about Noom. Noom takes into account each person's individual needs. They also use psychology and biology-based approach. You always hear Hannah and I talking about it. Like, we love therapy. We think like everything is connected. I started doing Pilates. So there's a lot going on. So if you're interested in making a few changes, let me tell you about Noom. They don't restrict what you can eat. They don't shame you when you choose to treat yourself. And Noom's flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. If you have cravings or food FOMO, Noom can help you lose weight while still enjoying your favorite foods. Active first-time Noom users lose an average of 15 pounds in 15 weeks, and 95% of customers say Noom is a good long-term solution. So stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold. Based on 3.5-year study of actively engaged Noom users with minimum starting BMI of 25. Individual results may vary. Visit our website for more information. Okay, as you guys all know, I just moved into a new apartment, and the first night that I was here, first of all, I was so nervous and I felt like I was staying at someone else's house. And I'm so happy that my mom was here too, because she said, let's make your bed, make it feel more homey, feel like this is really your bed. I had just ordered a set of Cozy Earth sheets that literally delivered the exact day that I moved in, so it couldn't have been more perfect. Cozy Earth offers bedding products that will transform your sleep. And let me tell you, when I took them out of the cute little package that they came in, my mom was like, oh my God, these are so luxurious. I've never felt sheets like this. And I was like, we're about to have the best sleep on my new bed with my new sheets. The best part about it is their sheets are temperature regulated. Let me say that again. They're temperature regulated. So if you're someone that sleeps super hot or super cold, Cozy Earth has you literally covered. I'm not kidding. Their fabric is just like unparalleled. I felt like I was a queen, like sleeping in the most luxurious sheets ever. All Cozy Earth products also include a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. 10 years. This Mother's Day, treat your mom to the luxury she deserves with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize her self-care and sleep health. She deserves it. My mom absolutely loved sleeping on those sheets, so I'm 100% getting them for her. Don't forget to use our code GIGGLY at checkout for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. After placing your order, select podcast in the survey and select Giggly Squad in the drop-down menu that follows.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's really good.
Paige, you know who people don't talk enough about as being like the hottest guy in the world, though? Like the hottest. And it's not Brad Pitt.
Okay.
It's not Jason Momoa. It's Momoa. It's not Timothy Chevrolet.
I don't know why I thought you were going to say Jason Derulo.
It's not Jason Derulo.
George Clooney.
It's not Clooney.
Give me an age range, because I'd love to guess this out of your brain.
Oh, I love this. Okay, 40s.
40s?
And he's also like loaded and people don't talk about it. He's hilarious. People don't talk about it.
He's funny.
And he's so hot.
Is he, can you give funny. Me what his occupation, like performer, comedian.
Actor.
Actor. Wow. Actor in his 40s, and he's so hot.
It's so obvious. It's going to hit you in the face.
Okay, my vibe is I'm going like Paul Rudd, Jason Bateman.
No, he's gorgeous, this
stunning
man.
Like a legitimately attractive.
Gorgeous.
And he's an actor. Is he a movie actor or is he a TV actor?
He started on TV. Okay. And he has a very cute relationship.
Fuck! Okay. He started on TV. He has a very cute relationship. He's so hot. He's funny.
He met this girl on the TV show. The Gigglers Are Screaming.
Ashton Kutcher. Ashton Kutcher.
I mean, punked? How so hot. There's something so hot about him pulling the strings.
He's also like a good man. Like they do so much charity work. They do so many things for like sex trafficking and child abuse. They're like good people. I don't even care that they don't bathe their children every day.
I don't care.
I don't care.
I don't care.
I don't bathe every day.
They're,
I don't care.
They're what I want a celebrity couple to be. Like as in like they exist, you know they're alive, but like they're not like Ben Affleck and Jennifer what up J-Lo like walking through Madison Square Park in like matching outfits and being like, oh my god, why do we have so much press?
Okay, Mila and Ashton, Emily cool. Blunt and John Krasinski,
yep,
Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively, top three couples of all time.
I do have to say Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively are a little too funny that I'm like, what are we hiding?
They do like, troll each other all the time where there has to be a little undertone
they're
of like
so cute that I'm like, do you hate each other?
No, I love their relationship.
I think Ryan Reynolds is like a little too perfect that I'm like, what's going on? Like, is he a serial killer?
He's a little too pretty.
Very pretty, very funny, very smart, very kind. What's wrong?
Right.
So I'm not saying it's an Armie Hammer situation. I'm just saying keep an eye out. Keep one eye open.
Oh my God. Remember I used to be obsessed with Armie Hammer like on a different level.
Oh my God. Talk about bad taste in men.
Literally. Like, I quite possibly picked the worst man possible in the population to be like, I love him. I'll marry him.
And he's so nice. How do you go from him to Jonah Hill? Like, what's going on up there?
I mean, Armie Hammer is still so fucking hot, but I just know that I would vibe so hard with Jonah Hill. I actually dated a guy who reminded me a lot of Jonah Hill, like, at one mm-hmm. point in my 20s. But I just like, I couldn't. I was young. I was wild. I was free.
Finally, I wrote in Front Page News, Pam Anderson. Cause like, I feel like she's having such a redemption moment that makes me so fucking happy. And she's doing it in a way where like, she's not being over sexualized. She's being herself. People are like, she's like funny and smart and cool and laid back and sarcastic and hardworking. And I'm like, this is incredible. And then she talks about how she always keeps a thong in her purse as an extra thong to have, or to just put her hair up in a messy bun. And I was like, she's not only gorgeous, but she's a genius.
When she said, like, in the 90s, when you saw my hair up in those buns, like, 90% of the time it was a thong holding it up because I think it gave it, like, a little extra volume. Also, I saw a TikTok that said Pamela Anderson's face is an amazing example for women who started getting Botox, stopped getting Botox, and are scared, like, if I stop getting it, I won't look as good. Mm-hmm. Pamela Anderson has like full mobility in her forehead, but like mm-hmm. still look like, I think she still looks good, but like I guess she doesn't get Botox anymore.
So she had like some preventative.
I think so. And I think people are always nervous, like if I stop getting it, like will my whole face sag? But her like mm-hmm. I don't particularly think she looks like saggy. Like I think she looks her age, but in like a really
gorgeous.
Yeah, like an aging, I know you hate the term aging gracefully, mm-hmm. but I feel like that's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, she would look insane if she had just like tried to paralyze her face and pull it right back to the point that she looked like someone left old Pamela Anderson in a microwave.
She looks more natural.
Yeah, I do have to say though, like, I want to see her with full brows, but I feel like we Same. Plucked so hard in the 90s. But then again, yeah. They're like becoming stylish again. Everyone wants to look like Pamela Anderson now.
I could never. I could never do a thin brow.
Well, we'll work on the bleaching later. Is there any other Front Page News?
No, that was really it. We had like, this podcast episode took a journey.
Yeah, we took a journey. It was pretty intense. Only a couple panic attacks.
I only threw up once during this pod.
But I realized I highly recommend Ski Patrol. Like, if you're hungry, if you're stressed, just call Ski Patrol and they're amazing. Highly recommend.
They'll get you right down on the toboggan and you never know. You can meet your husband.
5 stars is all I have to say about that. Guys, we're coming to Nashville, Texas. Check us out.
I will say I just started doing my outfits for our Texas Giggly Squad tour. So,
oh my god, I'm so excited. Are we doing cowgirl boots?
We're doing full cowgirl for Nashville, Austin, Dallas, Houston. We're going Sparkles. full Faith country. Hill. Yeah. Yes. Imagine Faith Hill came to one of our shows.
Oh my god. Manifest. Yeah. Not too hard though. Love you guys. Bye.